What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, let us take our look for today, shall we? Our first look for this week. Some of the local news stories for you here in the Republic of Panama. Panama's economic expectations will only be met if the public and private sectors decide to work together to reduce the barriers that currently limit development. These barriers range from high rates of informality to unequal access to resources and opportunities. Record the Chamber of Commerce and Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, in its Sunday column La Cámara Opina. In this space, the organization highlighted that public administration, especially the executive and the legislative branches, has a unique opportunity to promote significant progress through inclusive policies that have a real impact on the lives of Panamanians. The CCIAP also stressed that every public investment must be guided by transparency and accountability, ensuring that the benefits reach those who need them most and strengthen an economy with solid foundations. With these principles aligned, the private sector will be able to assume a leading role in job creation. Backed by a clear and coherent government policy, businesses will be able to respond to the consumer recovery by investing in key sectors that promote formal and sustainable job creation. Small and medium-sized enterprises in particular need favorable conditions to expand, innovate, and ultimately contribute to an inclusive economy. The Chamber also warned that this process must take place in an environment of calm, understanding and viability, since chaos, obstruction and public disorder are factors that hinder progress. And finally, the CCIAP emphasised that the optimism that usually accompanies a new administration cannot just be a promise. It must be translated into a clear vision of the country and into verifiable actions by all authorities, especially those elected. In a decisive contest for the future of democratic change, the CD party, former deputy Yanibel Abrego prevailed over former minister Roberto Enriquez in the internal elections to renew the party's board of directors. Abrego's victory reflects the majority support of the delegates who participated in the vote, making the beginning of a new stage in the leadership of CD. Abrego obtained 1,122 votes, while Enriquez obtained 731 votes. Part of Abrego's strategy was to recruit former adversaries within the party, such as former deputy Ronnie Arus and the former mayor of Penonomé, Paula González, among others. His team also includes Frank de Lima, former Minister of Economy and Finance, joining the government of Ricardo Martinelli, of course the founder of the CD. Meanwhile, Enriquez's strategy was based on the support of Martinelli, who, from the Nicaraguan embassy, where he remains in asylum to avoid a sentence of more than 10 years in prison for the new business case, asked for the vote of Enriquez, completely ignoring international norms that prohibit political activities for those seeking asylum. At stake in this electoral process was not only the appointment of a new leader for the group, but also the election of the 14 members who will make up the board of directors. After the results were announced, Enriquez congratulated Abrego. "I wish her every success in leading the party. I thank all of those who supported me in this effort," said the former minister. It should be remembered that Martinelli lost control of the CD in the elections of January the 21st of 2018. Romulo Rue obtained 1,486 votes out of the 2,360 delegates who attended that election, while the former president of the Republic obtained 860 votes. Following this defeat, Martinelli founded the party Realizing Goals, a group that is today in power. The CD elections were held at the Megapolis Convention Center, located on Avenida Balboa, and at this ordinary convention, 22 tables with their respective ballot boxes were set up, and voting was by list and not position. According to figures from the Electoral Court, the CD has 268,497 members. Today, the Ministry of Public Works, the MOP, will inaugurate the Roberto F. Acciari Highway, built under the expansion and rehabilitation project of the Pan American Highway, section Puente de las Americas Arihan, better known as the 8-lane highway. According to the entity, the opening of the Roberto F. Acciari Highway will begin with a route from the entrance to Howard Cocli Interchange 1 to the access to Barunga and Centenario, returning through the Barunga Police Station, Loma Cova, and the Colectora Sur until reaching the Howard Roundabout. The Ministry of Public Works has asked users and residents heading towards Panama Pacifico to use the old highway as an alternate route on Monday, the 28th of October, that's today, taking the new lanes that lead directly to the 7th of September and Loma Cova. The old highway towards Panama Centro will be open. The work is 99.2% complete, according to the latest report from the Ministry of Public Works, and this project began in September of 2017. 7 years have passed since the order to proceed, and there was a delay of 4 years due to the multiple social and economic factors. The expansion to 8 lanes of the Bridge of the Americas, Arihan section, was carried out by the Loma Cova Consortium, made up of the companies Acciona Construcción S.A. and Constructora Mico S.A. The final cost of the project was $462,546,782.13, and included the construction of 11 kilometres of road. However, the original cost of this work was $370.2 million. Now, it's important to remember that this project had construction deficiencies in one of its lanes, specifically in the Barunga interchange, because the width of the structure, which at that time was 3.07 metres, was not suitable for vehicle traffic. Therefore, it had to be repaired so that the lane complied with the measurement of 3.9 metres as established by the regulations. The expansion of the Panama-American Highway from 2 to 4 lanes in each direction will allow for more efficient traffic flow, improve the quality of life of more than 2 million people, and generate a positive impact on the economic and social development of the region. The Minister of Public Security, Frank Abrego, reported that by the end of 2024, a reduction of around 200,000 people is expected in the flow of migrants entering the country through irregular routes from the border with Colombia. Abrego explained that this decrease has been achieved thanks to operations in Darien, intensified by the National Migration Service and the National Border Service. He added that these actions include the implementation of more rigorous controls, such as the requirement of documentation for those who transit through humanitarian corridors. Previously, he recalled, many of these migrants did not have any registration. The minister said that to date, approximately 900 people have been deported or expelled from the country, most of them individuals with criminal records identified through alerts from Interpol or the police forces of Ecuador and Colombia. These statements by the head of security were made last Friday. This was at the conclusion of a meeting with the governor of Herrera, Elias Corrocano, mayors, members of the technical committee, and representatives of civil society. During this meeting, Abrego urged the participants, as well as officials, their families, and the population of Herrera in general, to report criminal activities. This in order to strengthen the heat maps that allow the authorities to take timely preventative measures. Regarding the security situation in Herrera, Abrego indicated the current statistics do not justify the implementation of a general curfew. However, he acknowledged that the governor and mayors can establish specific curfews for minors at night, considering their safety and transfer to schools. In addition, Abrego mentioned that donations are being arranged from a, quote, friendly government, whose name he cannot yet reveal, to renovate police stations in the provinces of Los Santos, Herrera and Coclé. He commented that in Penanome, 98% of the police station is occupied by the prison, and this limits the ability of officers to work in adequate conditions. The minister also addressed the need to build a new model centre for prisoners from the provinces of Herrera, Los Santos and Coclé. He explained that many police stations are largely occupied by detainees, which prevents adequate resocialization and preparation of inmates for their reintegration into society. Ismael Vladimir Hayward, alias Ito, one of the most wanted persons for his alleged involvement in the crime of aggravated theft against the National Bank of Panama, has been arrested. Panamanian authorities announced this Sunday, the 27th of October, that the capture took place in the 24th of December sector after a chase. The incident occurred when three people aboard a van ignored the stop signal given by police officers who were carrying out preventative actions in the area. During the verification, it was confirmed that one of the occupants of the vehicle was alias Ito, joining the operation. Two firearms, ammunition, and illicit substances were seized. Today, the Drug Prosecutor's Office will present Ito and two other people before the hearing for charges of possession of drugs and firearms, and later Ito will be brought to a hearing for the robbery of the BNP, the Banco Nacional de Panama. Since April of 2023, authorities had requested citizen collaboration to locate Ismael Valdemar Hayward, alias Ito. The incident for which he is being sought occurred on the 15th of August in 2022 at the BNP branch in Caledonia, where more than $600,000 was stolen. Well, we all know what it's like to have to do renovations at home, don't we, in the apartment or the office. Well, the renovation of the presidential kitchen is no exception. This is at the Palacio de las Casas in the old city's, the city's old town, at a cost of $133,897. This is revealed by a report from the Office of the President of the Republic. These public funds came from the discretionary fund authorized by President José Raúl Moreno. In fact, the president had announced last week that he had used that amount to renovate that area that looked like an inn. It was really disgusting. Thank God they never took me to see it, because I probably wouldn't have eaten there, he said. The company chosen for the kitchen replacement work was Pancook SA, and on its website, the company describes itself as a 100% Panamanian company, a leader in the sale and maintenance of high-quality industrial kitchen equipment with highly qualified and certified technicians. The president also authorized the purchase of uniforms for the kitchen staff and dining room staff for $23,308. The president also disbursed $69,000 for the restoration of certain areas of the Palacio de las Casas. For example, $41,516 was allocated for the restoration of the structure and the furniture of the presidential palace. Meanwhile, for the acquisition and replacement of furniture in the upper office, he paid $11,160. In the acquisition of articles for the upper office, he spent $3,210. The restoration work on the Palacio de las Casas, carried out by José Ángel Escartín, cost $7,811. Now, meanwhile, the manufacture and installation of a visual covering for the windows of the upper office, carried out by Compañía de Tejidos, represented an expense of $1,846.26. The purchase of furniture for their upper office at Smart Furniture Panama SA was for $3,486.06. And President Moreno had revealed that the building has serious maintenance and neglect problems. The Los Tamarindos living room and my office are full of termites, Moreno said at the time. There are leaks that affect the beautiful frescoes that are there, he added. As I said, we all know what it's like to have to do renovations or to set something up from the beginning, but what I can say is that the Palace de las Casas is representative of our country, it's representative of our government and of our president, and therefore it should be in suitable condition to give a good image. Therefore, and having looked at the above, I think it was all done pretty well, to be quite honest. And that's it. There's our look for this morning. That's some of the local news stories compiled for you for today's programme.